everyone. This is Duchess Daphne coming back at you live with my handsomely voiced guest, Dr. Angelo Tennyson Alfred Rashid Jemini Adolf Chaucer Kardashian Jenner West. Holla at your fans, sir.
Hello, I am Dr. Angelo Tennyson Alfred Rashid Jemini Adolf Chaucer Kardashian Jenner West. But please, call me Doc.
So, Doc, what do you have for us today? Global warming? Gossip on Harry and Meg? New teas?
Well, no. We are going to talk about how likely it is that robots will take over the world.
Bloody hell. I was not expecting that. Well, what exactly is there to talk about?
Well, there seems to be a division on the matter. The media has recently been circulating a lot of hype about something called technological singularity.
My goodness, such a big word. What does it mean? I'm sure everyone is dying to know.
It's this idea that computational machines will improve over time, faster and faster until they eventually reach a point where they can correct their own defects and program themselves.
Like, in that one movie, iRobot. So, they're going to take over the world?
Yeah, kinda, but it doesn't necessarily consider the current state of artificial intelligence. According to some viewpoints of scientists, while there has been progress in deep network learning, responsible for speech recognition and visual object recognition, these advancements have been all narrow, specialized task, not in general learning task.
Okay, but what if a machine is given a task with a narrowly defined goal, like making thumbtacks? With this artificial intelligence, it continues to learn and improve on this narrow task as efficiently as possible. Soon, it sets up intermediary goals like utilizing all resources, including humans, to produce these thumbtacks.
I've heard this concept before, but it doesn't seem to match the current state of AI. A machine being able to set up intermediary goals. Half the time, Siri doesn't even know what I'm saying.
But it could certainly still happen though, Doc.
Again. It's all possibility. Some believe that mapping of circuitry in the brain will be able to be incorporated into technology, but it doesn't mean that human thought can be reproduced. You can connect all the wires, but electricity cannot flow without a power source. The circuitry may march, but the neural function found in humans isn't there.
It seems you're awfully sure this won't happen, Doc. Isn't it important that we worry about things like this? Though, industries in science and technology are booming, you know? Companies by 2025 should be worth over $30 billion, I'd say.
True, but I think we have more urgent matters to attend to before robots taking over the world. People need to look at present and not the near future. Just recently, the first baby with a genetically modified genome was born, scarily flying under the radar of the scientific community. The bottom line is that any technology with even the remotest effect on humanity should be carefully observed by peers and organizations that leave doors open to the public. Nonetheless, there is a very fine line between what is imagined and what is real.
Well, you got a point there. Despite how interesting this all is, I think it is time to end this week's show. Thank you so much, Doc, for being here. It was an absolute pleasure, and I cannot wait to have more intelligent conversations with you in the future. Good day, everyone. Catch you on the flip side.